Welcome to Innovation Calling,
the podcast where we connect the creators for the next big thing. We're your hosts, Aaron Smith
and Sia Yasotornra.
All right, welcome to our very first recording of the Innovation Calling podcast. I'm Aaron Smith.
I'm Sia Yasotornra.
And welcome. We're so happy to hear. We're so happy to be here. We're so happy you're here and very excited to finally get this podcast off the ground.
It's only been over 3 years in the making.
3 years in the making, something like that. But now working hard in the past few months. So it is finally going to be a go, finally going to be happening. And just we wanted to take this opportunity just to let you get to know us a little bit, who we are, kind of about the purpose of the podcast and the history of the podcast, why we're here, and what you can expect in upcoming episodes. So Sia, I'll let you take the reins and talk about a little bit about yourself, your background, and a little bit about innovation to you.
Oh, excellent. So it's funny to say I am very corporate driven. I have 15 plus years in technology sales. But even in my formative years, I was an employee of a very well-known international entertainment company. And even then I was corporate indoctrinated. So everything that I've seen in my experiences have been through the eyes and lens of established corporations with established brands. And what I thought was fascinating about these organizations I worked for was their ability to evolve and innovate in their own respective areas. And it got me thinking about what other businesses are doing similar activities to change how we are experiencing life today. And I think right now we're at that cusp of true change and innovation. And I don't want to kill that word, but truly I do think society is now embracing technology and using the, I don't know if you want to call it tools, gadgets, whatever, in our everyday lives.
Yeah, and I completely agree. I think where innovation used to be this line of it has to be a technology-driven business in order to innovate, it's just not the case anymore. But before we get into all that, I'll tell a little bit about myself. So I'm Aaron Smith, and I too have a corporate background, really on the, I guess I was cool a long time ago because I was doing voice response work, even though it was for like banks and stuff, so I really wasn't that cool, but yeah, it was pretty lame. But anyway, I was doing sales and design for IVR type work, interactive voice response. And I ended up accidentally falling into the entrepreneur world. So my journey to innovation has been kind of from two different forks, but one being on the technology side and the other was growing and selling service-based businesses on the side and then eventually quitting. But then I started an event business called the Entrepreneur Summit. And last year was our second year, truth be told, it kind of got a little meshed in, you know, who we're serving, who the event was for. And I was coming across these companies that we wouldn't expect to be innovating, but had innovation labs, were innovating, and just really proud of what they were doing. And they were just trying to get in front of the right people to notice them as a company and to see what they were doing. And so, you know, C and I had been talking about this podcast. It was there, but it really didn't take a life form, I think, until it was about, I still remember calling you after leaving Hilti. And I was like, wait a minute, I've got it. This is the direction we can take this. This is exactly what we should cover. And I think since that decision was made a year ago, well, about a year ago, innovation is just boom. Like it has
blown up.
It is. Last year, I mean, people talked about VR, AI, all these, you know, terms, and you knew it was there, but now it's just so everyday language that companies that you would never expect to be quote unquote innovating are doing things like you will die at this point as any company out there.
Yes.
If you're not trying to figure out how to do things smarter, faster, utilize data, whatever that is, you will die at this point. Cause it really is you have to be in the game or you won't survive.
Exactly. And I've had customers that have innovation labs, and the biggest challenges I've seen and heard, quite frankly, major corporations do want to innovate, but there is a huge reticence of making the investments because they're looking at ROIs within months. And from an innovation standpoint, these labs, these thought think tank labs, really are looking at 5 years forward, you know, whatever is going to be out there. And so there's funding issues. Second thing I've seen with innovation lab challenges is the fact that they have great ideas, but the question is, are you going to organically develop that particular solution? And if you're going to do that, where do you find the talent and attract them to your company? And a subset of that is, okay, if you can't do it organically, then how do you partner or purchase a smaller entity or a equitable, you know, size company to attain that level of technology to enable whatever thought or whatever product or thing that they're working on? And I think that's where you and I, Aaron, kind of our light bulb went off, which is, wait a second, if we could talk, highlight, showcase these businesses that are making the investments, that are truly making investments to affect change in our technology that we use today, or just how our society embraces, you know, whatever device that might be or whatever. Those are the things that we are looking for. And we are excited. We've had many conversations with some great companies that are interested in this and interested in seeing, you know, how we can help them highlight their journey and perhaps maybe get some connections made.
Well, because let's be honest, I think there's a lot of companies out there doing really amazing things. And you would, you know, I know banks that have innovation labs. I know insurance companies that have innovation labs. I mean, two fields that you'd say, no way innovation, like how many different ways can you take someone's money, right? And of course, you know, it has evolved, but the fact that they have innovation labs to me is so interesting. It's like right now, if you're a corporation over a certain size and you don't have an innovation lab, like you're not cool at this point. Like you, and everyone I come across, a lot, most of them do it. They have it in some capacity. And what's really interesting is a lot of them are moving into, it used to be this line between you're either an entrepreneur mindset or you're an employee mindset. And you're just the minion that goes and does whatever they need to, or you're like the big thinker. And now innovation is aligned with big thinkers. So there's no more, there's this line that has been erased to say, we want more of the entrepreneurial mindsets. You see that, I know like Facebook, Amazon, huge companies are moving into facilities like WeWork just to be, you know, surrounded by people. And it's just, I think it's really interesting because it's really meshing things. It's kind of like the wild, wild west right now of, you know, what's happening, what's going to get done, big data. Just conversation just the other day is so freaky. On Facebook, somebody was saying they talked to somebody about a disease or an issue and had this conversation with somebody, came back to Facebook and were getting ads from doctors who helped with that specific disease. She's like, I never wrote down anything. I never searched for this. I never sent an email, anything. And suddenly Facebook's following me around with that. And it's just, they're listening, right? Like,
yeah.
And it's crazy.
So you know how I feel about this.
I know how you feel about this.
This will be an ongoing theme. And again, my background, I did work at a network security company for several years. And I think that's just like the security person in me. I just can't shake how much data is available of your life out there and how much we are as a society willing to put our personal information out there as much as we are. I'm guilty of it. As much as I'm reticent to put my information out there, I am still a major poster of all these, you know, media out sites and whatnot, knowing full well that I'm exposing myself, that I'm exposing the security and sanctity of my family and friends, etc. But damn it, it's so convenient though at times. And I think that's where, you know, that journey is. Are you freaking kidding me? I remember reading 1984 and thinking, who'd be stupid enough to put a listening device that's constantly going to listen to your every conversation and you think you've got privacy of any semblance, right? You know, and then you've got, you know,
Alexa
and those guys.
And I really want Alexa in my home to help me cook. I'm not going to lie. Like, we have this debate about Alexa in this house.
No, I wouldn't. I mean, hey, I think Alexa is a great tool for certain capacity. I think we have to come to terms as a society again to accept what are we willing to give up for that sake. Right. But that's going to be a future series that we'll be talking about in terms of security and how we view that in the future, what other companies are doing to address that and or alleviate that tension that I have. But again, so the intention of this podcast is really, we're not by zero stretch of the imagination experts on any of these topics. In fact, I would dare say we know enough to be dangerous. And the idea being our guests that we have on the podcast will be the ones to help inform us, guide us, give us the vision of certain things and areas and topics. You know, we were debating earlier about, you know, the terminology of like, well, what is the next big thing? And I had a conversation. We had a conversation of, you know, someone telling us, don't say that. There is no next big thing. It's already happening.
We're here. Yeah.
And the idea being is, what's the big thing overall, overarching? What's guiding it all? And it reminded me of an article I read from Gartner. They call it the intelligent digital mesh, which is a nice broad bunch of words together. But I think it's kind of a neat way that they, at least for them, how they articulated everything that's that we will be talking about. And everyone, even my own 82-year-old mother is talking about, which is, you know, cryptocurrency. My mother invested in Bitcoin. Not Bitcoin, one of the derivatives.
She got in pretty early too, right?
We won't talk about that because anyway.
Okay.
But that's the danger of crypto and that the whole currency thing. That is shaping and changing the way businesses now are going to have to consider. Do we accept an alternative form of currency? And not only that, what kind of analytics can we get from it, right? You know, feeds into IoT as a mechanism, you know, for what blockchain and all that stuff. And, I mean, you know, just the way I guess I would summarize is at data. You know, data today is golden and key. And I think that's a big shift in our culture today.
Yeah. So. And I think too, like from what to expect on the upcoming podcast, it's, as I mentioned earlier, it's not a certain company anymore. It's not just technology. And I remember reading about, it was just a couple of weeks ago, I was reading about KFC, and KFC uses virtual reality or augmented reality, where they bring Colonel Sanders in to like teach him about it's for training for their employees, where they bring him in and they just get to hang out with Colonel Sanders and learn about the experience and why the reason behind the company and all of this, where it's in a fast food chain, which you'd never think of, in the HR department, which is another area you'd never think of. And they're using this as a tool to connect their employees to the mission and the values of their company.
All remotely.
Yeah. I mean, Colonel Sanders is dead, right? They're bringing him back. Isn't he dead?
Yeah.
I think so.
Oh, he's dead. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So I didn't know if he was just really old or dead at this point. I don't eat KFC, so I don't know. But it's just interesting. It's like all of these, it's just going into so many different areas. And so I love that about the podcast is that we can highlight all these different businesses, but how they're using innovation, how it's transforming their business, and you know how they see what the future holds for them. And I don't even know if anybody really knows what the future truly holds, you know?
No, but that's what I find so fascinating. So the people that we talk to, and I hope everyone else that's listening, you know, if there's any other ideas or thoughts,
companies
that we should be targeting and we're just simply not thinking about, by all means, I'd love to hear back on that. Because again, I am really excited at the prospect of us exploring. And again, I use the word highlight a lot, and there's a reason, because it's shining a light on companies, small and large. So, you know, I do want to make sure we're clear on this. What we're looking at is it could be a two-man startup all the way to, you know, a Fortune 100 company, but perhaps there's a way for them to get together. Maybe we can make that connection, or we highlight why they're making these connections and how we prepare ourselves for the future, right? And that's what's really exciting. And I think there's a lot to explore, a lot of different areas, a lot of different types of industries, markets. That's why we're doing this podcast, because I have not seen a podcast quite like ours.
Nope. We're the first. We're innovating the podcast landscape.
Dun, dun, dun.
Just kidding. But this is what you can expect. So please subscribe so you don't miss an episode. We'd love a rating and review. You can do it after our next episode where you hear us actually interview people. But we'll hope you'll ride along for this journey. And also, we want you to connect with us over at innovationcalling.com, because over there, we're going to get on our list. We're going to have events. We're going to be starting them in the Dallas area. But the goal is to expand those, where we're going to not just be connecting companies virtually, you know, through the podcast, but actually in person too.
Absolutely. And you can also reach us on Twitter at InnoCalling, Instagram, InnoCalling, and
Facebook.
That one is InnoCalling as well, but you can also type in Innovation Calling and you'll find us on Facebook as well.
All right. So thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we'll see you on the, or hear you, or be, you'll be part of our next episode, and enjoy what we have to say.
Great. Thanks, guys. Bye.